My very first book that I wrote was called The Spirit of the Dragon, the story of Jean Lum. And Jean Lum is my mom, mm-hmm. and she was the first Chinese-Canadian to receive the Order of Canada for mm-hmm. her volunteerism in helping the Chinese community, saving Chinatown, mm-hmm. not only in Toronto but across Canada, and also helping to change Canada's immigration laws, because mm-hmm. There's a long, not a very happy history of the Chinese in Canada. And so up until 1967, there were many anti-Chinese laws that prohibited or discouraged Chinese from coming into Canada. And so my mother was very active in the 50s and in the 60s to help change those immigration laws to ease what we call family reunification, because of these like head tax and the Exclusion Act that really had isolated the Chinese mm-hmm. in Canada, and it was mostly a male society, mm-hmm. so families were separated. The men were in Canada and their families, their wives, their children were left behind in China or in Hong Kong. So this family reunification was a huge issue. My mother was very involved with that. So my mother, because of all her work, was recognized with the Order of Canada. And there had been a lot written about my mother in terms of newspaper articles, mm-hmm. magazine articles, mm-hmm. and chapters in books. But a publisher, a very small independent publisher, mm-hmm. wanted to have a children's book written, which was a great idea, because I remember when I was growing up, I mean, I've always been an avid reader. I was one of those kids that would, the lights out, but I would be under my blanket with a pillow reading until my eyes were bulging out of my head. But I remember never being able to go to the library and finding stories about Chinese people mm-hmm. who had accomplished something. Exactly. So I thought it was such an important message to get out to young people about, here is a Chinese-Canadian woman who really accomplished a lot, mm-hmm. like really came from nothing to become someone who accomplished something. And that's how I accidentally fell into writing. Somebody else was supposed to do this biography of my mother, and it wasn't going as planned. And so the publisher said to my mother, said, Mrs. Lum, I know you're one of your daughters, because there are six kids in our family. And he said, one of your daughters is a librarian. Do you think she might be interested in taking on this project, take over the writing? And my mother said, oh, no. Arlene is so busy. She's working full-time at the library. She has two kids that are young. And her husband is working so much that he's not home. So she's so busy, she won't have time. So she told me, and I went, Mom. So anyhow, what happened was I talked to the publisher, and I said, why don't I write one chapter, and then if you like it, great. If you don't like it, I totally understand. And you have to understand, too, that because I love reading, I've always loved researching, and I used to write when I was younger, and I'm an English major. It kind of, you know, I had an interest. Yeah, it all came together. So I wrote the chapter, and that's how I wrote my first book. And then after that, it just sort of one thing led to another. Yeah.